BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Six of Stereo Kicks play Innuendo Bingo. It's the most people Chris has had all at once, ever. It's a wet one. Charlie Sloss on Fat Tuesday. And one of our listeners calls us with slight dress code issues. So Stereo Kicks are here, ready and keen for today's Innuendo Bingo. It's happening at 1:45. You can listen to it on Radio 1, or you can watch it on the Radio 1 website.
Did you say six out of eight of them?
Yeah, so we've got Barclay, Chris, Tom, James, Casey and Jake.
Right. It's still logistically difficult, this, isn't it? Just because the numbers involved.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of people to turn up at every single gig every time, isn't it? Because one's going to be ill, one's not going to be available.
Yeah. Do you think they're always going to be apologising? Yeah. There's always going to be an excuse.
Sorry, one of us is not here. Good to see those boys, though. They're going to be here at 1:45. Well, they're here already, actually, but getting ready for bingo. And you can watch it on the Radio 1 website on your phone, computer, laptop, tablet. Went out for dinner with Tim Wannacott last night off of Bargain Hunt.
I couldn't believe the scenes I was seeing on Twitter. So, I mean, why? Yeah.
What happened on Twitter?
Well, no. I just mean I saw that you were out with Wannacott, right. And I was like, that's a random one, isn't it? Because you've gone slightly off the rails since Strictly.
No, I haven't.
Truth be told, you've been burning the candle a little bit.
Just because I can.
And it's like you've suddenly got all your time back now. And
as we left,
Wannacott's your new friend.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, and his lovely wife. As we left, he was attempting to value all of the cutlery and plates in the restaurant, Bargain Hunt style.
Oh, no way. Is that really what happened? So on a night out with him, he values things?
Yeah, not seriously, stuff. But he was doing that. It was so much fun.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Let's take a call. Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Beth.
Hi, Beth. Where are you today?
I'm in Worthing.
Oh, Worthing. Lush, by the sea.
Yeah, it's not that great.
How can I help?
Well, I was just finding to blame Chris because this morning at 7:30 on my day off, I was woken up by my brother shouting, "Only the young" at me.
Oh, right. Yes.
I really wasn't too happy.
So you've seen the video, right, of Chris shouting it to me in the cafe in the lift?
Yeah, we watched it about 10 times last night. It was really making us laugh.
This video is, for some reason, done incredibly well.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't understand it.
It's had something
I think
like...
it's your reaction, Scott.
Is it?
I think it is as well, yeah. It's the way each little bit, you react differently. There's one where your eyes just open wide. There's another one where you jump.
Yeah.
But it's doing amazingly right now. Like, loads of... 1.5 million views.
No way!
It's insane.
That's amazing.
Admittedly, there's no unlike option on Facebook, but it has got nearly 42,000 likes.
Ridiculous.
But I don't understand why.
There
is no unlike button, so we'll never know if people unliked it, you know?
Some people will hate it, probably.
Maybe.
So what's your brother's name?
His name is Owen.
Owen. Yeah. And he woke you up at 7:30 going, "Only the young!"
Yeah, he's got a pretty funny video of me, like, jumping out of my skin.
Send it to me!
Okay, I'll get him to send it in.
That's a good idea. Let's have other people's videos of like you surprising people doing it as well. That's great. You can tweet them to @BBCR1 or email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Here's Chris in the cafe yesterday with an unsuspecting me.
Mills.
I'm really young!
So awkward.
I think my brother's planning on, because he's a teacher, so I think he was planning on scaring a few more people at work today as well. So.
I'm enjoying this. People are doing it everywhere.
Yeah, loads of people seem to be doing it. I don't know about you, Scott, but I've been getting loads of tweets from people saying that they've been doing this today.
Me too.
It's a big thing.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Stereo Kicks are going to be on Innuendo Bingo in about 15 minutes.
We're having an absolute mare.
Trying to work out what to do. Because, I mean, is six people the most you've ever had at once?
I think so. I mean, there was that time Calabro came in. Do you remember? There was quite a lot of them. But hang on. What we're thinking now is we've now removed all the stools. So now we're thinking of sitting around like it's a campfire.
Oh, what? Cross-legged?
Yeah.
Am I Arcala?
I don't know Arcala. It has gone a bit Cubs, this.
Yeah. We'll work it out. We're just trying to get the camera to reach down to that level.
It's ridiculous. And now the microphone's a foot off the floor and we're all going to be sat round. Anyway, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, so six people spitting on one in 15 minutes on Innuendo Bingo with Stereo Kicks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Here is all of... Well, no. Yeah, all of Stereo Kicks. Hi.
Hey! Hello.
You're right?
Yeah, not bad, maybe.
Yeah, really good, thanks. So it's all going quite well, really, isn't it?
Yeah, really well, man. Like, last seven.
I know. Are you loving it?
We are loving it.
It's so much fun, man.
We feel like we're getting a bit better every week and like people are starting to get us because there's eight of us and it's quite hard to pay attention to all of us sometimes. So this week,
band, really,
we? We managed to go 2 weeks without being in bottom two, which is an absolute record.
Yeah, people are kind of catching on now, aren't they, a bit? Like, what is that bottom two thing like?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Mate, it's the worst thing ever. Yeah. They play this noise and it goes a bit like... And when you hear that noise, your heart sinks. It's disgusting.
It's like on Strictly, same. It was just like...
We've never watched it, and neither should you.
No, well, I was on it. So that's a bit awkward.
Whoa.
But obviously, I still watch it all the time. But then I do sometimes catch X Factor, because they don't necessarily clash.
Have you missed that? So have you guys missed his crab dance?
Oh.
Did you not catch it? You guys need to be doing this. I'll do it for you.
Generally,
we can show you in a minute.
Yeah, we'll show you the video, but you know, basically it's sort of this kind of thing. But with all of you guys it would look epic.
Yeah.
You should rock that.
It got me through to week 6.
That's how Chris dances anyway.
Right, so you all know about Innuendo Bingo, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course we do.
Okay.
We do indeed.
It's good to have you on today. I don't think we've ever had this many people on.
No, I mean, it's logistically difficult to try and work out how we can get you to all stand around, but I think right now what we're going to do is kind of sit there cross-legged.
Yes.
I like
which
that.
It's never been done before, but it's good to do something
like
different, right?
Style. Yeah, it's going to be a campfire situation.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe we can have a little sing-song before.
I don't know.
Well, they can.
Yeah. I don't know, last time someone tried to join you guys, they ended up getting carted off, didn't they?
Oh, my God.
That was weird, wasn't it?
It was just... I don't know, it was quite funny.
But I think you dealt with it really well. Like, that's what was going through your minds when that actually happened?
Who is this?
We didn't even know what was going on, to be fair.
Like, we thought maybe it was, like, there was a problem on stage or something, and someone had come on to fix it.
Yeah, we thought it was the mic man, and it ended up being Lee Nelson, apparently.
I thought it was some last-minute choreography. I literally thought he was supposed to be there, so I just went with it. I high-fived him.
I know you high-fived him.
It was mental.
But lucky enough, we just kind of pulled ourselves together, you know what I mean? Just carried on and got on with it.
Do you know what I'm really respecting with you guys at the moment as well? Is that you're really bringing back the air grabs.
Yeah.
I'm noticing this
since Westlife.
I
love that.
It's mainly
the air grab.
I love
repping them since.
Unless you're doing an air, if you're not doing an air grab, you're not a proper boy band.
Yeah, you're right. You're so right. Okay, right. We're going to play another song, which is Bombay Bicycle Club, and then we are going to get involved on Innuendo Bingo. You can watch on the Radio 1 website, on your phone, on your computer, on your laptop, on your tablet. Get involved at bbc.co.uk/radio1. You've got 3 minutes to get online.
BBC Radio 1.
So you join us here in the Radio 1 studio at Innuendo Bingo with Stereo Kicks, and they're all sitting cross-legged off of old school assemblies. It's like assembly at school, it's weird. If you want to go online, you can right now to bbc.co.uk/radio1, and you can see Stereo Kicks about to get really wet on Innuendo Bingo. I mean, this is like a dream come true, apart from getting through on X Factor, isn't it, really?
This is a dream.
Yeah. It is. This is the goal.
This is a live goal for us.
Life goal.
Right now, we're happy.
Get online now, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Warning, the water is quite wet and cold.
Don't say.
Yeah, but it's really cold.
The water is wet.
Because it's dry rain.
But let's not have a Hodor situation, do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah. All right, get online now, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Here we go.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Let us know if you're watching today. Text 81199 or tweet at BBCR1. So the bin is gone now, isn't it?
No bin.
To be honest, the bin was never really used anyway. It was just for show. Right, okay. So, lads, if you all put a lot of water in your mouths, please. Fill your cheeks.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Stereo Kicks playing Innuendo Bingo. This is so weird. There's so many. Right, okay.
How are we going to hear this?
You can hear it. It's fine. There'll be a
The speaker will go on any second.
Okay, we're just, sorry, yep. Set up the speaker. Here we go.
There we are.
Right, Ron.
Right, some people are spitting already. What? What? Nothing's happened yet.
Oh, Tom.
Tom. What's happening?
Who said this
guy? Oh, stop it! Okay. Ready?
There's a little bit of crowd control here, Scott. I'm right. Not going to lie.
I know. How's it feel, Chris? There's like six people about to spit on you.
It feels fine. I just feel slightly. We're very close, aren't we, right now? But that's
like,
all
yeah,
fine.
I'm like,
well.
You getting confused. Can you tell me something?
Yeah. So we just
we ready to go?
Right.
BBC.co.uk/Radio 1. Let us know if you're watching. Amy is watching. She's taking a break from school. Gemma in Swindon as well. Kim and Charlie watching for the first time today. Give them a wave. And Cheska and Louise playing along to Innuendo Bingo while driving to Liverpool. They're not driving, but they are just playing in the back of the car. Okay, right, here we go. Too many, man. First, we go to the adventure show on BBC Two. Water, please. Mm-hmm. And this woman is describing what she's up to. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I think it's better not to say what you're doing, just kind of get on with it.
I'm just about to go up into a really wet-looking crack.
Oh, OK.
It doesn't look massively appealing.
Squalling crack.
Yeah, that happened.
I'm just about to go up into a really wet-looking crack.
Oh, OK. OK, thanks for that.
This is bad because we're now sitting in the water.
Oh, yeah, you're going to sit in puddles. Thank you, Laura in Glasgow, for spotting that one. She was climbing up a mighty crevasse there.
Oh, no, you just got me right in the face.
Now we're going to Fill Your Cheeks, Radio 4, on Friday. And with bad news coming in from the Rosetta space mission, Eddie Mayer makes the poor scientist here confront a possibility she doesn't really want to think about. Eddie? Here we go.
How much is this backup battery a problem for you? The possibility of having a probe where the sun doesn't shine?
Minimal spitting there. The probe needs the sun to charge its batteries, of course. Thank you, Tim, for spotting that one. Who's wettest right now?
Chris got his sweat straight in his face. Had to be done.
One of our favourites from last week now, and it's the Simon Mayo Show on Radio 2. Now, one of Simon's listeners was preparing for his evening, but Simon seems to have got quite the wrong idea about what people do if they haven't got a date on bonfire night.
Where are the fireworks, John?
At the marina here.
Oh, OK.
Yeah.
So, are you going with anyone special, or are you just going to go down on yourself?
I hope my girlfriend arrives.
What's happening, Chris?
This is not good.
Oh, no!
This is not good.
I didn't think about the possibility of you all sitting in the water.
That's right. We're embracing it.
Oh, no. Okay, good. Thanks.
Oh my god.
Lewis is listening, driving back from his graduation. Casey is listening at work. Watch it as well on the Radio 1 website. Now we're going to BBC Breakfast from the weekend now, and they really will cover any story on that show. And the amazing thing is, no matter what the topic, the presenters always keep the same kind of professional tone of voice.
The average semi today is around half the size of the equivalent back in the 1920s.
The government is saying that the standard size should be agreed upon.
There we are.
The average semi.
Yeah, that's right. How would you enforce such a standard? It's political correctness gone mad.
James, can I have a thingy, mate? Another glass.
The average semi today is around half the size of the equivalent back in the 1920s.
What's going on, Chris?
It's just very wet here. I mean, the main problem now is we're now sitting in a puddle.
Yeah.
Which is getting deeper.
Well, I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Fill your cheeks, please. Stereo Kicks. We're going to Coronation Street now. And I think this might be Sally Webster using some kind of strange Mancunian expression that I've certainly never heard before. Over to you, Sally.
Orange zest.
Eh?
That's the secret in the lasagna. The merest tint of orange zest. It gives it a real zing.
I suppose it was a bit zingy.
What? Who puts oranges in a lasagna? I'm lucky she didn't put a banana in my tuna sandwich.
No one was even listening to that.
This is awful.
And it was a great one.
puts oranges in a lasagna? I'm lucky she didn't put a banana in my tuna sandwich.
Thanks, Sally. Craig and Nicky sent that one in. Right, who's wettest right now?
This is amazing.
Who's wettest? Everyone.
Yeah.
Now we're going.
All right, lads. All right. Lads.
All right. Come on, fair play. Come on. Play nice. Over to MasterChef now. And let's see if we can make it all the way through this one, everyone. Fill your cheeks with water. It's Judge Monica and my good friend off of Strictly, Greg Wallace, giving this nervous guy the benefit of their wisdom. See if we can make it all the way through.
I don't know how it looks out the middle.
Normally, people tend to take it out the back end.
Right, OK.
Some people leave them in.
Right. I wouldn't leave them in, do I?
Do what you think you need to do.
You did it. Jack did it.
Talking about stuffing a bird there, of course. I think we made it nearly to the end.
Normally, people tend to take it out the back end.
Right, OK.
Thank you, Tara and Kent, for spotting that one.
This is not going to happen, is it? We're not going to make it all the way through, all of us.
Has anyone bought spare clothes?
No, I've got my
spare top, not jeans.
All right, great.
My jeans. I'm just dribbling on myself.
Now we're going to ITV on Friday night and a show called Secrets from the Sky. And this historian is taking a look at an Anglo-Saxon gentleman who really knew how to turn heads back in the day.
It is just so beautiful. I mean, it's the most amazing thing, and whoever this man was, he must have made quite an impression with a helmet like that.
Absolutely, yes.
With a helmet like that.
That's right.
You did it.
Very impressive. That was from Dan in Brighton who spotted that one.
It is just so beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the most amazing thing. And whoever this man was, he must have made quite an impression with a helmet like that.
Absolutely. Hello, Natalie, who's just listening to Inilabin go after a very stressful exam. Harry is watching while doing English work. Right, now to Glorious Gardens from Above on BBC Two. And here's a gardening expert who seems to really get excited about being in this particular garden. Ready, lads? Here we go.
The execution of excellence in this garden is outstanding. It makes me tingle every single time I come.
Oh. There we are. That's what a garden can do for you.
It makes me tingle every single time I come.
Thank you, Ian and Milton Keynes, for that one. And finally, here is an all-time classic from Fern Cotton, who out of nowhere asks a shocking question to Ellie Goulding. Ready? Here we go.
That was so beautiful.
Thanks, darling.
Oh, and lovely Thank piano you. As well. It's gorgeous. What's your penis called?
Chris.
Talking about her piano player there, of course. Listen, lads, good luck for the weekend.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on Innuendo Bingo today. That was your Stereo Kicks Innuendo Bingo, and it was great. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. The Scott Mills Daily. That is Clean Bandit and Jess Glynn, sounding really good. Real Love from the Radio 1 Live Lounge earlier.
What is a Clean Bandit fan called, by the way?
What?
You know, if you were to give a name to the Clean Bandit fans, you know, as a collective, what is their...
Fandits? I don't know. I don't think they're the kind of band that will have names for their fans. Do you know what I mean?
They do. Everyone does.
Not everyone does.
Everyone does. Whether they're official or unofficial, everyone does.
Like, what's Ed Sheeran's fans called?
I don't know. What?
Sheerios.
Are they?
Yeah.
Ellie Goulding?
Oh, see, I don't know whether she's got one.
She must do. She must do.
She must have.
Anyone out there? Well, then there's an opportunity for us to do that with Clean Bandit, then.
Best one I heard yesterday. It's always a bit weird, I think, when they're not even one, but they're on X Factor, when they give their names, their fans' names.
Agreed.
It's just like, you're not even a thing yet, really.
There seems to be a week now in the X Factor live shows where suddenly it's like, right, we're going to name the fans.
Yeah.
And I feel, I know what you mean. I feel uncomfortable because it feels a bit forced. It feels a bit like on TV shows where they put up hashtags.
Yes. And don't tell me what to hashtag.
Yeah.
I hate that. Hashtag this is really funny. It's not. I'm not. Gonna, I'm going to use a completely different one now because you've told me to on the screen.
Yeah,
I hate that. So I think you're right. A bit often it's the person who's on X Factor will create it for themselves.
Well, who's done that then?
Ben Hay now.
Ben Hay and the fans are called the
Hayniacs.
The Hayniacs, of course.
Awful.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
That is true. I have actually said what to hashtag before on Radio 1, so I'm a massive hypocrite. I won't ever do it again. I just don't like it.
I don't like it
when it's on the screen.
Okay. Well, you don't like doing it. You do it, but you know it's kind of wrong.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, that's all right then.
Yeah. I'm being called a hypocrite a lot right now.
Well, you are. Yes.
Coming up, Andy C and Fiora. Also, Arctic Monkeys and our track of the day from Echo Smith. And you know, like how some people get in touch sometimes because they've got a bit of a problem or a dilemma?
Mm.
It's happened again. I don't know why people ever come to us for advice, but they seem to. If you need anything sorting out, like not that important, not like financial worries or anything like that, like relationship stuff, anything, you know, anything like that, kind of keep it light.
Yeah, light, but yeah. Also, I mean, if you really can't think of anyone else that you'd like to speak to about it.
Yeah, then us. Then it's us. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'm getting such a massive reaction as well from the Sing Like Sia thing yesterday.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh, I loved it.
I really feel like I learned something, though.
Party girls, Donga Hut. You did.
So it taught you how to sing in the style of Sia, which is something I've never thought of doing before. I've thought of trying to sing better.
Yeah.
But actually, that's where I've been going wrong. I just need to sing more like her.
So it starts off. Party girls, don't get hurt. So the lyric is, party girls, don't get hurt. Can't feel anything, when will I learn? But this whole time, we're gonna try to replicate Sia's resonance, which lives right here in her pharynx. Oof. Or her vocal mass. Right there.
Mm.
Party girls, we're gonna say party girls. Don gehurt, can fell and a thin, when woolite learn. Woolite, like the detergent.
I've just begged it. I've just asked for a follow from her on Twitter.
Oh, it's got to happen.
Please, Felicia.
We need to do more as well.
Yeah, we need to get in touch with her. I want her on this show. She can teach us like many more songs.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hi, Chris. What's going on?
Yeah, right. I've got a bit of a dilemma. I know that you can normally help with them.
Yes, I mean, anytime anyone wants to email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, we can help. What's yours?
I was just wondering, why is some people's version of smart casual different to everyone else's?
What do you mean?
Well, about 6 months ago, I went out with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she told me to dress smart casual.
Why was she doing that?
Oh, it was, we were going out for her cousin's 21st.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So what did you wear?
So I turned up in jeans and a polo shirt.
Yeah.
Me thinking that's smart casual.
Mm, yeah.
Walked through the door, everyone's in suits.
I know.
Oh.
This is a really tricky one. I've got to be honest, I thought this was going to be a relationship problem because generally when people want advice, they contact us about boyfriends, girlfriends, dating, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's nice to do something different.
Yeah. You're calling us about dress code. I always struggle with smart casual though. What does it actually mean?
Well, you see, I thought it was just partly smart, partly casual.
Yeah, I kind of get what you're saying, but what part of that was smart? Were you wearing smart shoes?
Oh, yeah, I mean, when you're going out, you've got to wear smart shoes. You can't get in anywhere in trainers.
Well, no, I think you were smart casual then.
Well, that's what I thought.
Do you? Really?
Yeah.
So hang on, jeans, casual.
Smart jeans.
No.
Were they smart jeans?
Oh, that busted up my best jeans.
Right, there we are, see, that's fine.
Best jeans.
Best jeans.
So what was the casual part of it, the polo shirt?
Polo shirt's casual.
I think that's absolutely fine.
I think generally, actually, I'm coming round to your way of thinking. And then smart shoes, are you saying?
Yeah.
You were smart casual.
Yeah. You know what? That's a tricky one because I would say generally smart casual means literally half smart, half casual. So perhaps suit trousers and then
and a
t-shirt.
Track suit.
Yes.
Top.
Yes.
So everyone was in suits where you were?
Oh, yeah. Everyone turned up in suit, trousers, shirt.
Oh.
There were even some waistcoats flying around.
Yeah, see, that's smart. That's not smart casual.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But smart casual is a grey area.
They're not team players. That kind of thing annoys me, because smart casual, you will get people who will turn up smart to try and it's rude on every other guy there.
Yeah. So you were the least smart person there, basically.
Yes.
Rubbish.
And were you made to feel awkward? Did people say things?
It was kind of like elephant in the room, sort of. No one said it, but you could just feel everyone looking and murmuring between themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And there was a load of family there, I take it, as well.
Oh, cousin's birthday,
trying
to impress the family, and, yeah.
I have to say, dress codes generally stress me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
It's coming up to that time. Christmas parties are going to be on.
Like when it says, glam, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Dress to impress, what does that mean?
I also struggle, and this happens very rarely, but has happened twice this year, when they ask for a certain type of suit. So instead
morning
of...
Morning suit?
So you're morning suit, lounge suit, or evening wear. It's like, I have one suit. Yeah. I can change the tie if needs be,
yeah. But
I'm wearing one suit.
But what is a lounge suit? I have no idea.
Not a clue.
No. They just make it complicated, don't they?
So... What I don't get with this story, though, Chris, is why didn't your girlfriend pre-warn you? If she's going to be embarrassed of you, surely she saw you before you left.
Yeah, she did. I'm not sure whether she thought I was okay, or she thought that no one else would, you know, turn up in suits. But she didn't let me know.
Yeah, that's a fail. And what does she think of it now?
Well, we're not together now.
We
don't really talk about it.
Oh, what? So she's not your girlfriend now?
No, not my girlfriend anymore.
Oh, and was it the smart casual that did it, do you think?
I think that had a very big role in it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, my word. Yeah, so you weren't smart casual enough for her?
No. I thought I was just the right amount of smart casual, but apparently not.
And this is why you're ringing us, isn't it? Really?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so it is a relationship-y thingy as well. And I knew there'd be some angle to it. Right.
Do you remember at Nick Grimshaw's birthday party?
Yes.
And the dress code was major. What does that mean? And some people turned up in Hawaiian shirts. No names.
That's so grimy, isn't it? Major.
So major. Dress code, sick.
But you know what? You don't see that one often. The problem here is smart casual. In fact, this is an interesting one. I'd quite like to know exactly what the rule is on this one.
Yeah, if anyone can give us an actual definition of what it is, that'd be great. That would help you as well, wouldn't it, Chris?
Yeah, that'd be really useful.
Okay.
It's just for future reference.
All right, and if anyone can tell me what a lounge suit is as well, that would be great as well. All right, good to speak to you, Chris.
Okay, cheers.
You know we'll come back with an answer for this.
I hope so.
Exactly. Love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Are we, like, tackling the problems of every party goer ever, I think, today?
We're getting so many texts. It's ridiculous, actually. It's quite
Someone's like, there's no such thing as a lounge suit. Well, there is, because, like, it was on invitation I got the other day. What is that? Seb's been on. He has got a holiday coming up, and the holiday company have emailed him to say that the dress code in the hotel is dress sandals. What even is that, please?
I wouldn't know where to start with that. Phil in Boddington, boys, you're so wrong. Country smart casual is chino shirt.
What's
blazer,
country
no tie.
Smart casual?
That's a new one into the mix. If no blazer, pull out a tweed.
I haven't got a tweed.
Scott, smart casual is chinos, a shirt and smart shoes. Pull over to text that, Henry from Gloucestershire.
A lot of people saying that guy there got the thing wrong with the polo shirt.
Right.
It's got to be a smart shirt.
But some people saying you can't
wear jeans.
Yes, exactly.
I'm really confused. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, do you own any of these? Because this is what someone says smart casual is. They just looked it up.
Go on, then.
Blazer?
Somewhere, yeah.
Flannels.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Needle cord trousers. Got them?
No.
Chinos.
Oh. You tried to make me wear a pair of chinos once to try and make me more fashionable, and it didn't work.
But those carrot ones.
Yeah, I got stressed and walked out. Yeah. Do you remember?
I don't like it when they say carrot. What does that mean?
We went into that shop and there was every chino imaginable in
there. There was, wasn't there?
And I hated it.
Yeah. Mm. The one that rhymes with mop tan.
Yes.
It was really hard. Not a T-shirt, not a polo, not lace-up shoes. Oh, no, not necessarily lace-up shoes, but no trainers or sandals. It's just stressing me out even thinking about it.
This is what the tuxedo T-shirt was meant to solve. This, for me, was what I genuinely thought smart casual could be. Because it looks smart, but it's as casual as you can get.
It's very casual. It's a T-shirt. Feel the comfort.
So what are you saying?
As worn by Laura Whitmore recently on MTV, thank you very much.
I know, I couldn't believe that when I saw that.
She's a style guru.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. I think this clears it up for everybody. RE Smart Casual. Andy in the Midlands says, start with 50-50. If it's a friend group you don't know, opt for around 75% smart, 25% casual. If it's a familiar friend group, anything from 50-50 to 25% smart casual.
Simples.
Really simple. Thanks for that, Andy. The Scott Mills Daily. While we were listening through some innuendo bingo clips earlier, we also found the name of a great new place contained in one of the shows which we were searching for the bingo in. It's ITV's Secrets from the Sky. You know how sometimes we do like to hurl things on this show?
Yeah.
Things that are a little bit maybe retro or in the past. So how many times do you think they said the name of this great new place during the show Secrets from the Sky? This is a bit of a who in itself because you can win some Scott Mills points.
All right.
30 points. For people that are still collecting them.
So we're guessing how many times
the place name was mentioned.
And you're not going to say what the place name is.
I'll tell you in a minute.
10.
You're saying 10 times the place was mentioned
yes.
in ITV's Secrets from the Sky. Okay. So the place is called...
This quiet, unassuming field in Suffolk hides a story of royalty and treasure. It's called Sutton Hoo. From the ground, Sutton Hoo. Lost for centuries, the secrets of Sutton Hoo. And almost all of the Sutton treasure is held here in London. Sutton Hoo had become a place where common criminals were brought.
Sometime around 1600, somebody comes to Sutton Hoo.
This is Sutton Hoo, the burial ground of a number of powerful Anglo-Saxon kings of East Anglia. Edith Pretty was a wealthy widow, and her home, Sutton Hoo. Most of Sutton Hoo's near misses.
The royal lair of Sutton Hoo.
Sutton
Hoo.
Sutton Hoo.
Sutton
Hoo. I suppose in a way Sutton Hoo's always going to keep it better.
Cracking use of Who Goat again.
I think the Who Goat coming into its own there.
The Who Goat's my favourite thing.
Is it really?
Absolutely, yeah.
What, out of everything we've ever done?
Especially when I'm a bit tired and emotional, I find myself going, increasingly in the style of a goat.
I know. I know what you mean. On a night out, it's good to do, isn't it?
Mm.
Do you remember that time we went on a night out and I just hooed everything? And you're like, maybe it's time to go to bed now.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That does happen
that
sometimes.
That happens when we go out.
Hey! I like the many goats going who. So how many Sutton Hoos there?
Well, I was hoping for 10. There was 15.
15?
15 Sutton
Hoos. And you said 10.
Yeah, unlucky.
No wins. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Did I just do a fingernail emoji there?
You did, yeah. It, and that annoys me.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. It's just, I find it a bit...
Chris thinks only trendy people use fingernail emojis. Not true.
It's hipster's not the right word
it's
for it.
Not
but
for
it's
not hipsters.
It's like...
What would you rather, an aubergine?
I'm happy with an aubergine emoji, but yeah. Whenever I see someone do that fingernail emoji one...
Well, like the Ready One Breakfast Twitter.
It's a bit like that noise that I made. I can't ever do it right. It's a bit like when I hear other people hooing. It doesn't sound quite right. So when I go, ooh, I can't do it right.
No,
when you're
right.
being quite catty, as you were just before, yeah, about...
No offence, mate, you know.
The highlight show that I do on BBC iPlayer.
No offence, mate.
But when I make that noise, I'm thinking in my head fingernail emoji, and that annoys me. Right. All of it annoys me.
Okay. Oh, well, I won't send you one ever again then. BBC Radio 1. Right, a few things to do tonight. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just giving you some ideas. Five Live this evening. Scotland versus England. Live commentary of the international friendly between Scotland and England from Celtic Park. I have no idea what that's about at all.
Here's the thing. Normally when you do this, you say, right, here's what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah.
But I don't for a minute believe that is what you're going to be listening to tonight.
I'm not going to be listening to that, no. It's just an idea for people that might like football. I'm not ever going to listen to that, but you can if you want to. And very good commentary it will be as well on 5 Live. 9 o'clock tonight on Radio 1. And one extra is for anyone's stories. 10 noises that made our music. Toddler T goes in search of 10 noises that are found across the genre spectrum of contemporary music. So I might be listening to that.
That's open to abuse by someone like you, isn't it? And especially you with your sort of sound effects board that you've got.
I hope
that...
the brass is in there somewhere. Yeah. And then at 10 o'clock on BBC Three, Chris's favourite, Life is Toff.
Oh, I love this show.
It's a good show. So it's a family, right, that are poshos.
Yeah. Well, they've got this big estate, you know, loads and loads of land and stuff like that, and it follows this family... it's the dad and then a load of kids, and they're trying to earn money for the estate most weeks. It's brilliant. I love
it. Great Fulford is home to 9 tenant farms, all of which Arthur will one day inherit from his dad.
I don't want like these hectic chickens that are always wandering around pecking. I just quite like some chilled out chickens.
It's so good.
I imagine the kind of show that it would annoy you, but it doesn't seem to.
A little bit.
Right, it does a bit, but that's why you watch it. Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. Pitboy and Kesha with Timber on Radio 1.
That reminds me of when I came to see you at Strictly.
Why?
And, it was the group performance with all the professionals.
Yeah, they mixed it up with Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah. And then before the show, to kind of get everyone in the mood, they played it a few times so that, you know, that everyone in the audience knew it.
Yeah.
So I heard it loads and loads and loads of times.
So now it just reminds you of Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah. And good it reminds times. Me, there was a guy with a lasso.
Yeah, there was.
Is it?
And he fell over.
He did, yeah. And it started. I remember it started with Anton de Beck shouting something about a hoedown. And then I was told to get on my feet.
Good times. Still got one more dance to do, you know.
You have?
Yeah, on the final.
What do you mean?
We all get to go back on the final, don't we?
That shouldn't be allowed.
What do you mean? Everyone has to be there on the final.
I don't understand, but you dance, do you?
Yeah, we do a group dance.
Oh, that's a shot. And can we vote for you? Or...
No. It's just literally, you know, it's just to say, you know, welcome everyone back that's been in the series, but is not in the final.
Are you worried you'll be hooed?
No, not at all.
No, you'll be welcomed in.
I think so. It's only about 5 weeks away.
And are you in your favourite fancy dress as well?
I hope so.
So full crab, surely.
Full crab with fester head. Would be awesome.
Oh, that'd be a great mashup.
Mix them up.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
He's here. Charlie Sloth.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you in person, Famalan.
To see you, nice.
Last week you were in Birmingham.
Birmingham. Done, no, it was mad. One Extra Live.
Is it?
National Indoor Arena. It was a zooting.
And who were you mostly partying with at One Extra Live, please?
On my own, to be honest.
Oh, what, just
no,
on your own?
Yeah, no one wanted to party with me, so I kind of was on my own in the corner doing the 1-2 step.
Oh, yes.
Don't know.
In the hotel lobby?
Or
in the Yates's, like you normally are?
I went to the hotel lobby first, and then went to a private party.
Oh, hosted by who, please?
I can't mention that. It's not for broadcast. Sorry.
Okay. Surprised you... I can't hear you.
Hello? I can't hear him either.
No, you're not on anymore.
No. Oh, awkward. Do you want to share my mic?
That's how you're on now.
Hello.
Yeah, go on.
There you go.
I'm surprised it wasn't you hosting the party.
No, normally it is. Mm. Normally it is. But this year, you know, I felt like I needed to grow up a bit. It's weird, actually, because I think Big Boss Ben Cooper kind of inspired me to be a better person this year.
Did he tell you to rein it in?
No. He come onto my private jet.
It's happened to us all, Charlotte. It's fine.
Rein it in. Sorry. He come onto my private jet. And I was like, you partying tonight, Ben? And he was like, no, I want to go home. And, you know, do the responsible thing and spend time with my family on Sunday. Made me feel like rubbish.
Right, okay. So you've changed?
Well, for a week.
So you boarded the sloth pod.
Yeah. I went home. Sloth I actually went home went and home. Behaved myself. And the next day I felt great. Sunday, fresh.
Fresh and clean. Favourite performance?
Would have to be Captain Conan or Rick Ross.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw pictures. You've got a chain to rival his.
Fresh and clean.
Dunno.
Yeah.
Dunno.
So he had good fun in Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham was
Birmingham.
Great.
Birmingham. Birmingham.
That's brilliant. Oh, my gosh.
Do it again.
Again?
Yeah.
Birmingham.
Birmingham. Birmingham.
Who made that?
That's something we made earlier.
That's going to be in my head all night.
Jesus. You're going to have that for your show later, aren't you?
Yeah, that is genius.
One more time.
Birmingham. Birmingham. Birmingham.
It gets better every time you play it.
That's great.
Right, here's today's Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth.
All eight members of X Factor band Stereo Kicks are each moved around in a separate car.
Oh, it happens, you know, with bands.
What's their name?
Stereo Kicks. They were on the show earlier.
Are they good?
Yeah, there's eight of them.
Eight of them.
So, I guess the suggestion would be that this is for security purposes. They can't all be in one car at once. So, I don't know.
Not being funny, it's not like the Queen, is it?
No, I mean, I'm sure they'd be the first to admit that, you know, they're up and coming.
I've never even heard of them, fam. Stereo Kicks.
Yeah, but they're on X Factor, aren't they?
Oh, X Factor.
But it's not like if the plane goes down and all of Stereo Kicks are off. It's not the same, is it?
Well, I mean, it's...
it's not. It's not like...
Are they good, though? Be real. Keep it true, innit? Are they good? Milsey, look at me in the eyes.
Well, you know what it is? They're in
are
the
they
rounds.
Good?
They're in the rounds
don't
at the
defend
moment.
Him.
They're not, they haven't got a song out yet.
Milsey, are they good?
They haven't got a song out yet. Yes, they're good.
Are they?
Yeah.
Chris.
It's a lot of them.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was an awkward silence.
No,
man.
They are good. They are good. But they haven't got a song out yet, Charlie. They're doing the auditions.
So how can you tell if they're good or not, fam?
Well, you know, they perform on X Factor, don't
Who
they?
Who gave them that name, Stereo Kicks?
Good question.
Yeah, they didn't have a name for a while, did they?
I don't know.
That is the worst name ever. Yeah, it had to be Louis, someone who's out of touch, don't know what's going on in the streets.
All right.
But Charlie, there's eight of them.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose they do have to go around in separate... When you say separate cars, do you mean two or three? Because it's hard to get them
all in one car,
isn't it?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
So if they're saying like two cars, then I'll say real. But I think this means individual cars. So I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
I don't think they've reached that level yet, though.
No.
Saying real, though?
Yeah, I'm staying real.
That one is no real.
Oh, I gave you a chance. Didn't
awkward.
Take it, did you?
Sorry.
And next.
When Gemma Kearney appeared on Nevermind the Buzzcocks last night on Noel Fielding's team, she was so avant-garde, she wore two very large pink pom-poms as earrings.
She's a bit of a trendsetter, Gemma.
Yeah.
So, I can picture this being real, actually.
Yes, she is always very left-field in her clothing.
Very outrageous, but
and
it always works.
Yeah. Love Gemma because she will literally leave the house wearing the most ridiculous thing, but wears it with confidence and always looks good in it.
Yeah, she pulls it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going
to
go real on this.
I want to go real as well. We'll have to go real.
Right.
So she wore really avant-garde earrings on Nevermind the Buzzcocks, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
That one is real.
No surprises there. Still available to watch on BBC iPlayer. Absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Look at those.
Love that.
See, where's it with confidence?
It's the little accents. It's the little pink buttons. Second row down. Look at that. It just matches. Pulls it off.
Fresh and clean.
Fresh and clean.
And next.
Chimpanzees can identify their friends and family members just by looking at photographs of their bottoms.
Whoa. I can do that.
That's not just a chimp thing. No, I was going to say it's. Well, no, actually, no. I suppose. No, what I mean is.
What do you mean?
If I was looking at photographs, I would be able to recognise, you know, my friends and family. Admittedly,
would you
I only
Scott's
see
bomb?
Their faces.
If you see Scott's bomb, would you recognise it?
Why would I?
If I showed you a photo of it now, would you know?
So, like, have you got a picture of your bum on your phone?
I'm not saying pictures of bums. I'm saying
he's getting a picture up. That's what it's about. Bottoms.
I know,
bottoms are bum.
I don't trust the iCloud anymore.
Hey!
Hey!
Birmingham. Birmingham. Birmingham.
That's brilliant.
Okay, good. So, can chimps identify each other? By having a look at a picture of bottoms.
Now allow me to explain. What I'm saying is the chimps are often seeing the bottoms, right? So if you see that a lot, same as faces, you're going to start recognising, aren't you?
Uh-huh, honey.
So I'm saying that the chimps will see the photos, they'll recognise, they'll be like, yeah, look.
Oh, there's Dave.
Right? So real.
Yeah, I'm going to go real with this one as well, because you seem really confident that you'd be able to recognise Scott's bomb if you see it.
Never said that.
You did.
Real, yeah?
Yeah.
That one's real.
Dunno. Yes, it is. Dunno.
Dunno.
Scientists showed chimpanzees pictures of random bottoms and they could spot which ones belong to their friends. Someone's got really far too much free time. And next.
Last week in Birmingham, in the run-up to One Extra Live, Charlie Sloth was denied entry to a bar because he refused to take off his hat.
Wow. Wow. You know what? I'm not going out with the people I go out with anymore. Because things just keep coming back to you guys.
Mm, well, it's obviously real then.
This is awkward. Well, it's not. I can actually tell the story if you want to hear the story.
Yeah,
sorry, Mr. Sloth. Mm.
Go on then.
So many people just like just put my business out there, fam. It's a bit leave it if you ask me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're in Birmingham. I take the team out for a drink to celebrate all the hard work.
Birmingham.
You're asking for it.
We went to a club. The doorman was like, "Nah, mate, you got to take that out off if you're coming in." And I was like, "Mate, I'm not taking me off. Me as an absolute mess."
Happened
like,
to me once in Wetherspoons.
Really?
Yeah, it's because they can't see you on CCTV.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yep.
So there's like, "You're not coming in." I was like, "All right, ta-da, I'll do one." Next thing you know, manager comes running out of the club. Charlie Slough. Says, "Come in, don't listen to him." Lets me in the club with my hat on. True story.
You can leave your hat on.
You can leave your hat on. But we got in the club, it was dead anyway. There was like five people in there.
Charlie Slough, you can leave your hat on.
Oh,
right,
got
so
a quick real
or
no real.
Charlie Slough is not taking his hat off and no one cuz.
Yeah, no one takes my hat off.
Real.
That one is real.
And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 40, Charlie got 30.
Close
one, that, actually, yeah.
But I know. Now, remember, you can still watch all the footage from One Extra Live on the BBC iPlayer. It's all there. Go and have a butcher's. You can see how good looking I am in real life by watching the highlight reel. I looked amazing on the night.
Incredible.
What do you mean?
Well, I looked amazing.
What were you wearing?
I had a black leather jacket on, black jeans, black hat.
Black, very wise.
All black.
Yeah.
Versace. Everything.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah. Good. Charlie Slough's on Radio 1 Extra in just about 4 minutes. Go on then, waddle off.
That's rude.
And
I was waiting for a fattest joke.
Let him waddle off to his theme tune.
Rude.
Do you want your theme tune?
Yeah, go on then. Slap it on. Slap it on. Go on.
Right, okay. And just waddle off.
I'll
waddle
off
to this. Here we go.
Birmingham. Fattest. See you later, everyone.
Bye.
Birmingham.
See you later.
Birmingham.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Bravo.
What?
That theme tune.
What, Charlie's?
Oh, yeah.
Birmingham.
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 He loves it.
Birmingham.
This is ridiculous.
Stupid.
Does he love it?
Yeah, he really does. He's like, "Fam, I'm going to use that on my show, though."
He will use that. That'll be the opening of the Sloth Pod before you know it.
Be most of his show, I imagine.
Give another blast, come on.
One more?
Mm.
It's getting well used, this, more than I thought.
Birmingham. Birmingham.
La, la, la.
Birmingham.
Radio 1.
I'm kind of fascinated with the way he says Birmingham.
Birmingham, I know.
I love that you can hear this voice in the back and go, "Birmingham." It just sounds like Sloth in the background grunting.
Birmingham.
After a milkshake.
Well, it does sound like the sort of sight you would see at 3:30 a.m. in a McDonald's.
It does.
Birmingham. You go, "How was One Extra Life, Charlie?"
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Tuesday's show. Hit subscribe and you'll get this podcast delivered to you every single day. Or listen to us tomorrow at 1 p.m. on Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.